Now I feel like you're playing a game with us, thinking that we're going to give up, take whatever you offer, and we're going to get tired. We're not.
Ronna Paul is a city substitute teacher and union member of Substitutes United of Buffalo. The substitutes have been appearing at Buffalo school board meetings and protesting, pleading with the district to negotiate a new contract in good faith. They say now, with an extended school day, they're not being paid fairly as professional teachers.
Our members are tired of being treated this way. We're not just that mamby-pamby little union you had for all those years where you could throw us a dollar or two and go, oh, thank you, we're so grateful. Not anymore.
The substitutes accuse the district of trying to save money by hiring new subs, claiming they're not properly certified, and call it an insult to longtime substitute teachers.
They have people in places that are not certified to be long-term teachers, and they do this routinely, and it's about money.
Stephen Hicks is president of the Substitutes Union. He says there's a lack of regard for city subs.
They've been lowballing us. They have not showed up to negotiation meetings professionally on time, and then they extended the day.
The substitutes cover grades K through 12 and have been filling in as the district continues dealing with a high rate of absenteeism among teachers. Superintendent Kreiner Cash told them he wants to reach a new deal, but he noted the district must first figure out why there is such a high rate of absenteeism among teachers.
I can't solve one issue without understanding thoroughly the other. I'm very concerned that may have a chronic teacher absence issue, just as we're trying to motivate and incentivize more of our students.
The union is demanding substitutes be recognized and compensated and is pledging more actions against the district. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.